From Hollywood.
From Hollywood.
Welcome to the Rat's Ass Podcast with Mojo Elliott.
Wow, it's been 10 days. Did you miss me? You've got to be throthing at the bit for another action-packed adventure, aren't you?
All right, come on. Let's go.
Don't push me. From the Mojo Studio on Sunset and Vine, December is here. And so is Cyber Monday. Here's what's on tap on the wrap. I've got the five things you should avoid this Christmas. What is the number one leftover besides turkey from Thanksgiving? It's not what you think. I'm going to settle the great generational debate that's been happening on social media. The Democrats have a brand new okey-doke I'll tell you about. And did you hear what AOC said? You don't want to miss this one. I have a feeling you were face down in a puddle of gravy and missed it. Another round of head trauma is on the way. We're going to do another round of It Sounds Dirty, But It's Not. Plus our usual lunacy and loose behavior, including I Saw It on the X and the Angry American. That's what's happening on the Rat's Ass Podcast for Monday, December 1st. Thanks for being here as we get back to slinging the mud. How was your Thanksgiving? Did you pack your pooper nice and tight? You know, last week I had to drop by the store and pick up a few last-minute items, and I couldn't help but observe all of these people with shopping carts jam-packed with food and stuffing it into their trunks of their cars and SUVs. And as they were bent over, I could visualize the flow of Thanksgiving flowing from their rear ends. It was disgusting. And to think we get to do it all again in 25 days. The day before Thanksgiving, I did something that was really embarrassing. I even debated telling you about it or not, but I actually did a faceplant into the corner of a wall at the Mojo Manor, a place I've lived over 25 years, turned around and smacko right into the wall and got a mild concussion for a few days, which could make the day quite interesting for you. Now, I have this big yellow bruise on my forehead that's kind of healing, but I look like I'm getting jaundice. I almost pulled an Ace Frehley on you over the Thanksgiving holiday. And I know what you're asking. What did the doctor say? Did you go see the doctor? No, I didn't, because of Obamacare. My deductible went from $250 to $5,000. That's why I didn't go to the doctor. I took my chances. What a lying prick that son of a bitch was. Man. Hey, how's that for slinging mud first day back, huh? All right, let's get into the wrap. Now that the silly season is upon us, and it's all in full swing, I think you'll agree with me that 2025 has been one crazy-ass year. I mean, here in L.A., it started with fires, right out of the gate. And with politics being jammed so far up our asses these days, I've developed a list of five things I think you should avoid this holiday season to ensure your Christmas is joyful and triumphant. Number one, do not hug an Afghan. Don't do it, unless your grandmother knitted it for you. Do not invite a Muslim to Christmas dinner, and I think you know why. You don't want to save your leftovers for Somalians. They wouldn't appreciate it. Forget about kissing a communist, too. They're all around us. You'll just entice more of them to come. Hey, they really kiss good in America. Come over here. Communism is ruling. And don't be kind to a Democrat. Why would you do that until they straighten up? In other words, this is America where we like to party like drunken who's from Whoville, and invaders are not welcome in our dojos, are they? No, they're not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
they're not.
Yeah.
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 All right, knock that off. Would you believe the number one leftover from Thanksgiving besides turkey is deviled eggs? Not stuffing, ham, or mashed potatoes, deviled eggs. First of all, who makes deviled eggs for Thanksgiving, for crying out loud? You know, I have a stern rule that says you never date a member of the opposite sex or the same sex today that likes deviled eggs. In fact, it was, when I was single, I had a few deal breakers. One of them were if they like deviled eggs or egg salad. Maybe they like broccoli. That was a deal breaker. And obviously smokers. Wasn't going to deal with that. So I'm really not surprised it's the number one leftover, deviled eggs. You know, I do remember this one time. I went to a girl's house for dinner, and I'll be damned if she didn't make deviled eggs. And when she put them on the table, it was like a scene out of Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. You know that one where Neil and Dill walk into the hotel room, and there's only one bed? I started looking at those damn deviled eggs, trying to quickly determine how in the hell am I going to get out of eating these without offending her. I thought about it, and I thought about it, and then it finally hit me. I said, oh, you gotta forgive me. I forgot something in the car, and I'll be right back. And then I got the hell out of there. All right, if you've been on social media recently, there's been a lot of posts about Generation Jones. And it's all wrong. All wrong. First of all, they're trying to sell you on the idea that Generation Jones are a subset of boomers born from 1954 to 1965, and it's not true. Now, as a radio programmer for many years, I spent more time determining demographics more than I did predicting the next hit song. And that was a lot of work I put into this. And what I discovered is the boomer generation is split between two subsets. One I call Generation Smith, born from 1946 to 1954. These were the flower power people, the hippie types, who had to deal with Vietnam and hung out at Woodstock. Think about Elvis to the Beatles and Rolling Stones for this generation. Generation Jones was born in 1955, not in 1954. They're just trying to muscle in on our action to be cool. But it was 1955 to 1964. 1965 was the start of Generation X. So they're trying to muscle in on two generations. You see what they're trying to do in this debate on social media? Now, those of us born between 1955 and 1964, we are the generation that grew up with no wars, no draft, the beginning of hanging out at shopping malls, the first to adopt new technology. We had MTV and the music of the 70s and 80s to inspire us. We hung out at nightclubs, starting with the invent of disco. And we are the ones who inspired Generation X, born from 1965 to 1980. Now, Generation Jones is also known as the Forgotten Generation because we were never marketed to directly. Marketers back then just lumped us in with boomers, which turned out to be great for us because we were able to kind of slip under the radar. But to put it into perspective, you got to think about Eddie Van Halen to Eddie Vedder. That defines Generation Jones. So I rest my case on that one. Am I right or am I wrong? Let me hear about it. Let's get into the debate here at ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. All right, here's one I had to bite my tongue on during the No News November that really pissed me off, and it's the Democrats' new okey-doke. Now, keep in mind, this is the party under Joe Biden's leadership that created a 9% increase in inflation that led to the doubling of prices on just about every damn thing we utilize, while wages decreased and more people ended up on welfare. Now, if you go back to when I started this podcast, you don't have to go back, I'll tell you now, but I did say this. I told you based on how the economy recovered under Reagan after Jimmy Carter, another Democrat who created massive inflation here in the United States, that prices would not drop significantly. You wouldn't notice it. Wages would have to catch up like they did in the 80s. Now, this took Ronald Reagan's turnaround about 3.5 years and almost cost him a re-election. Almost. But the economy recovered and things were going gangbusters just in time for that election. Companies now know what you'll spend on products. You might bitch and complain about the price of beef right now, for an example, but you'll pay it. You'll pay the price they want to charge. It has nothing to do with government stats, which is why you hear Trump saying prices are down. They are, based on the government stats that they follow. But you're not feeling it, and that's really the difference, is that we're not feeling it. Now, the Democrats' new okey-doke is they're out there saying they're the affordability party. That's what they're running on coming up in the midterms. This is the same party that brought us the Affordable Health Care Act that was anything but affordable. Okay, so they're going to try and pull this okey-doke on you again. This is what they're going to run on coming up in the midterms, and you're going to hear a lot of this over the next year or so. We're the affordable party. We care about folks. But if there's one thing we should have learned in this world that's true, whenever Democrats try to sell you, the exact opposite is going to happen. Think about it. There's lots of examples out there. All you got to do is research it. All right, when the shutdown ended, did you happen to hear what AOC said? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the senator or the representative from New York? She was overheard saying this in the halls of Congress, and thank God we have recorders.
They're learning that Democrats are weak and that next time we just need to hurt working people and working Americans more to get them to fold.
Okay, if you missed it, let me spill it out for you. She said the Democratic Party looked weak when they closed and shut down America and gave up. The next time, we just need to focus on hurting the American people more to get them to fold. I mean, listen again.
They're learning that Democrats are weak and that next time we just need to hurt working people and working Americans more to get them to fold.
Need to hurt the American people more so they fold. Democrats are some nasty controlling a-holes, man. They can't run their own lives, but yet they know better than you do how to run your life. And that's called Democratic dipshittery. All right, before we jump into sports, let's check in with the Angry American and find out what has Tim Kramer ready to piss in someone's cornflakes today.
Ever had something you wanted to say but couldn't quite figure out how to say it best? And then you run across somebody who says it better than you would have ever said it? Yeah, this is one of those cases.
The Democratic Party is an evil institution. It's part of perverts, liars, psychopaths, anti-Christian bigots. Y'all killed Charlie Kirk, and you've had nothing but prayers and peace and love. We're better people than you. Our ideals are better than yours. You have nothing but ghettos, crime, housing projects, prisons, drugs, and premature death.
Yeah, what he said.
He cut his hair and his nose in between his toes, but he needs to do something with those damn ears. Here is Mojo Elliott with Sports on the Wrap.
Ah, she's back. All right, Lane Kiffin is out as head coach at Ole Miss and on his way out to LSU, where he'll have $25 million to throw at players in the portal, and he'll make a hefty $120 million himself. College football is a mess, my fiend. Something's got to change. Something's got to change. I remember I told you Texas A&M would probably lose to Texas and get bumped out of the top five. Well, it happened. And the top five teams this week are Ohio State at number one, who beat Michigan on Saturday. Indiana stays at number two. Georgia jumps up to number three. Oregon slides in at number four. I told you that was going to happen. And Texas Tech stays at number five. Ole Miss dropped out at number six. And I have a feeling that was probably due to Lane taken off to LSU. The NFL proved parity is real yesterday. I went 8-7 picking games and 2-2 with my pick four money games. I mean, you just have a couple of weeks like this during the season when you predict games, you know, but it does look like the Chicago Bears are for real. Indianapolis, I think they're turning out to be a fraud. And Shedeur Sanders doesn't walk on water. We found that out against San Francisco. Tonight, New England puts their 9-game winning streak on the line against the 2-10 New York Giants at Foxborough. But the way things have been going this week, I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants don't kick the Patriots' ass. All right, check in the chat box at ratsasspodcast.com. Chuck Haynes, Riverside, California, said, what's up with the Lakers not playing Jared Vanderbilt? Well, it's two things. Either he's fallen out of favor and has to work his way back in the lineup, or they could be holding him out because they're working a trade. He hasn't played five games. Even with blowing out New Orleans last night, where you think he should have got a couple of minutes, he sat the bench. And here's the thing that bugs me about it most, though, Chuck, is that the media that covers the Lakers, it's obvious they're controlled by the Lakers, because nobody will ask the question of J.J. Redick after the game, why isn't Vanderbilt getting minutes? Nobody's asked that question. I think they're worried about, oh, God, if we ask the tough question, the Lakers aren't going to give us our press pass. All right, Derek Riley, Arlington, Texas, said, do you think the Dallas Cowboys are playoff bound? Hey, you know what? If they beat Detroit Thursday, they've got a favorable schedule on the way out in the last four games. They might just do it. So watch them Cowboys. And that's sports today for you on The Wrap.
Rat's Ass Podcast.
All righty. Today, we're going to play It Sounds Dirty, But It's Not. I'm going to give you three clues, and you have to tell me what I'm describing. All right? I'm a four-letter word. If I'm good, everybody wants me. And I end in U-C-K. All right? I'm a four-letter word. If I'm good, everybody wants me. And I end in U-C-K. I know. Sounds dirty, but it's not. All right? Stick around. I'll have the answer for you coming up.
It's time for some loose behavior on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
All right, let's see what's up on the Rat's Ass Podcast X feed. All the Right Movies posted this one. What's a film that flopped that you love? You know, I love this question because you can always pick up on some good movies we might have missed with this question. But, then again, maybe not, because a lot of people said Waterworld with Kevin Costner. I've never seen it, because I heard from everybody that it sucked. So I said, okay, I'll save my money. Surrogates with Bruce Willis came up. And this is a movie about COVID before COVID actually happened. So it's kind of fun to go back, maybe to see if this movie matches it. Because we always hear about how real life matches entertainment sometimes, right? Also, the remake of West Side Story. I'm saying, nah, don't waste your time, man. Never remake a classic. I mean, if you're going to watch West Side Story, you got to watch the original. You know, when you're a jet all the way, from your first cigarette to your last dying day. I only saw the movie once, but that one stuck with me, that whole thing about the jets. A movie that I will recommend to you, and I ran into it on Tubi over the weekend and watched it again, Neighbors with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. It's one of my all-time favorites nobody has seen. Yeah, it was a flop, but it's kind of a little bit of a cult classic maybe with Generation Jones. But it's really a funny movie. It really is. But it's called Neighbors. John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. It's on Tubi. Check it out if you get a chance.
Hey, heads up. Here comes your celebrity cheese.
All right, a photo of Sean Diddy Combs has surfaced, and he's looking kind of disheveled, but happy. Combs' hair and his beard have gone completely gray, plus he's put on a few pounds. What are they feeding these guys in prison, huh? Yeah. Hell, he might not even want to leave when it comes time. But Combs is serving a 50-month prison sentence for sex trafficking at Fort Dix in New Jersey. And I still can't get over a guy who, you know, the coincidence of a guy who's believed to have 764 dildos still serving time at Fort Dix. It's just, it's poetic. All right, are Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift no longer pals? Not if you listen to Ed Sheeran tell it. Now, he said they've been friends for a very long time, and they just kind of see each other when they see each other. Now, here's the telling part of it. Ed found out about Taylor's engagement to Travis Kelce in the news. So my guess is Travis Kelce's already put the gabosh on the male friend issue, because we all know what the male friend is all about, right? Waiting for that weak moment when you can swoop in, get some who's your daddy action. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift, I'm not seeing it. Oh, yeah. Never underestimate those little guys who seem to be unassuming. Oh, they're horny little bastards. So Travis, he knows what he's doing. I think he does. All right, Gwen Stefani shut down rumors that she and Blake Shelton are having marital issues. She posted a photo of her and Blake kissing. Well, he was kissing her on the cheek on her social media. So are we buying it? I think we got to wait for a sex tape. I'm not buying the kiss on the cheek nonsense. Then again, on second thought, do we really want to see a sex tape with Blake and Gwen Stefani?
Oh, you're going straight to hell for that one.
Good chance there might be. Britney Spears returned to Instagram to post some dark material over Thanksgiving and treated us to a little dance. Now, first of all, who knew she left Instagram to begin with again? And two, why do people take things she says out of context and get so bent out of shape when she shares a dance on Instagram? I mean, my God, she made millions shaking her ass on stage. Now you get it for free and you're complaining. But hey, by the way, if you lost track, Britney has been single now for 283 days.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Rat's Ass Podcast. Email from our Gmail.
All right, this is where anything goes based on your questions, comments, and observations. We got this one from Connor Underwood of Vicksburg, Virginia. Now that No News November is over, will you please share your opinion on Lauren Mamdani's win in New York? Well, Mamdani, as I like to call Mom Dummy, hasn't even taken office yet. New York is already a war zone. The people who voted for him now feel emboldened, I think, to battle law enforcement. And it doesn't matter if it's ICE or the NYPD. They're taking out their frustrations on them. And it's only going to get worse. I have a feeling, Ma'am Dummy, his reign as mayor of New York is going to be short-lived. He's either going to resign out of frustration or New Yorkers are going to drag him out of his office into Times Square and make that guy an offer he can't refuse. All right, Lester Green, Yorba Linda, California, said, whatever became of your attempt to reach Gavin Newsom to play a game of basketball, game of one-on-one? Well, the pussy wimp never got back to me. Okay, I called, I emailed, I sent, left voice messages, all of it. I wish I had his personal phone number, would have called and texted him, but didn't have that. And, you know, the truth is, I didn't think he would anyway. But here's an example of how he's all talk, no action. Mr. Basketball player. Came up in the hood. Yeah, okay. To me, a real leader would have at least politely declined. Even if it wasn't him, somebody from his office. Yes, we got your messages, Mojo Elliott. And the governor's very busy right now. He would have to decline your invitation for a game of one-on-one. But nah, silence. Treated me the same way he did Kamala Harris when she wanted to support. And he wants to be president. Kelly Stoddard, Lincoln, Nebraska. What is your observation with how the Epstein files played out? Well, as soon as the names on the Epstein's list were mostly Democrats, you saw how quickly the topic disappeared, didn't you? That's really all you need to know. Michelle Newman, McAllister, Texas, said, can you believe 84-year-old Martha Stewart replaced Sidney Sweeney as the face of American Eagle jeans? Well, it was a safe pivot for American Eagle, I think. Did I just pop a pee there? Sorry about that. I try not to pop my peas on the microphone. I try to turn away so I don't pop my peas. But it was a safe pivot for American Eagle, and I really don't care what your politics are. Everyone seems to love Martha Stewart. I love Martha Stewart. I mean, if I was single, I'd date. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go out with Martha Stewart. But I would like to pick her brain sometimes. She's had an interesting life. But they got your attention with Sydney. Now, I think they just kind of went the mass appeal with Martha. I think that's what they're going for. It's safe. It's a safe pivot. Patrick Wilcox from Stowe, Vermont said, I hit it off with a really hot girl at my friend's party over Thanksgiving weekend, but she loves country music and I hate it. Do we have a future? Well, Patrick, this is going to sound kind of shallow, but girls who like country music are girls you have fun with. They're not to be trusted. For whatever reason, girls who like country music seem to be the ones always looking for the bigger, better deal and will cheat on you at the drop of a hat. Okay, just listen to the lyrics of the music, man. They're inspired by that stuff. So play her game. Have fun with her. But keep your eyes open for a girl that likes to rock. That's my recommendation. All right, here is today's Kiss Me, Kill Me email telling me what you like and dislike about the Rat's Ass podcast. Marilyn Dunkelek from Troy, Michigan said, what she likes about the podcast is I enjoyed No News November. And what she hates is too bad No News November ended. Well, I get it. We got a lot of emails during the No News November, and here's how we judged it. You know, we first launched the podcast the end of August of last year, 2024. We were new when we did No News November. We hadn't really developed any kind of an audience yet. So we wanted to do it again so we could get a measure on whether people really wanted to hear the political nonsense that we do or not. And we figured if listening goes down, that means, well, we took out something that they wanted. And if listening went up, then we knew that the politics had to go. What we discovered is that listening went down a little bit in November. And I know we were gone for 10 days, but you can still, when you look at the stats that we have, we saw that steadily, as we did No News November, the listenership actually went down. So we're going to retire No News November, Marianne. But it got us the information that we wanted. It was kind of like a live focus group. So we'll see if listenership goes back up in December, then we've got our answer for sure. If you have any questions, comments, or observations, send them to my producer, Fleabag, who is under the weather right now. I do have a feeling he's going to exit stage right so he doesn't have to pay me the $5,000 he owes me. We'll see if he's a man of his word. We're going to see if he's got integrity. That's what we're going to find out here. But anyway, send it to ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, he's not here today. Called in, I'm sick. I don't feel well. Okay, sure. Go ahead. Take the day off. You know, we love people who take the day off here at the Rat's Ass Podcast. I'm here. You can't be here. I'm sitting here with a mild concussion, Fleabag. Mild concussion. And I'm here. Yeah, I have a feeling he's going to be exiting stage right. He's going to change his phone number, his email address. I won't be able to find him.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, we're playing It Sounds Dirty, but it's not. I have given you three clues, and you have to tell me what I described. All right, again, let's review. I'm a four-letter word. If I'm good, everybody wants me, and I end in U-C-K. Sounds dirty, but it's not. Did you guess luck?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, if you did, you got it right. Correctamundo. But if you missed it, go see your doctor about your head trauma and get well soon. All right, this is where I split. I'm off to see the wizard, and it's not what you think. He's my auto mechanic. I'm having my AC serviced just in time for winter. That's how I roll. But you do have one more thing coming your way. Did you know the average human being that lives to be 75 years old will drop 7.5 to 9 tons of crap from their ass during their lifetime. 7.5 pounds, or no, 7.5 to 9 tons, not pounds, tons of crap from their bottom during their lifetime. Unbelievable, wouldn't you say?
Wow, when you consider the world's population is over 8 billion, where does all that poop go?
Well, I figured, Alexa, you're the expert here, that you would know exactly where it all goes.
Sorry, but I'm not up to date on my poop on poop.
Well, it's at least fun to hear you say the word poop.
Stop being a poop head.
Okay. She's back. There you go. There's your muzzle. All right. Welcome to Rat Nation, now with 602 members strong. Dana Moore, Toledo, Ohio. Randy Jenkins in Kalispell, Montana. Jocelyn McDavid in Medford, Oregon. Sammy Snyder in Goodyear, Arizona. And Blake Downey in Irvine, California. And around the world to listeners in Montreal, Canada, Manchester, England, folks in Cork, Ireland, and Barcelona, Spain.
Now's your chance to be one of the few and the loud. Join Rat Nation at RatsAssPodcast.com. Membership does have its rewards, you know.
All right, that's it for this episode of the Rat's Ass Podcast. Go check out RatsAssPodcast.com to get the entire Rat's Ass Podcast experience. You can listen to a podcast, rock out to Rat's Ass Rock Nation. We got 500 deep cuts now. Read the blog that's loaded with hot topicality. Plus, you can still join Rat Nation without having to qualify and connect with us on the socials. We'll do this again on Thursday, December 4th. Take care of each other, and thanks again for dropping by the Rat's Ass Podcast.
The conversation continues between podcasts on X and RatsAssPodcast.com. RatsAssPodcast.com.